Voters here in California will weigh in on 6 ballot measures tomorrow, all related to the state's troubled budget. Most are expected to fail, and that could bring California ever closer to fiscal chaos, as John Myers of member station KQED reports.
When he was riding high in the polls a few years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger enjoyed talk that maybe the Constitution would be changed so an immigrant like himself could be president. These days, the only part of the nation's capital he seems to long for is the printing press.
California does not have the pleasure of printing their own money. So if we would be Washington, you know, I would be printing more money. But that's not what is the case.
Instead, Schwarzenegger and the state legislature are now asking voters to ratify a series of painful and unpopular budget balancing proposals in a special election tomorrow. Those measures include a new formula to limit government spending, borrowing from the state lottery, and taking money earmarked for children and mental health. Polls show the proposals headed for defeat. They are unpopular with almost every subset of Californians. Even conservatives oppose the spending limit. They see it as akin to a Trojan horse because it's attached to a $16 billion tax increase.
It can be characterized as extortion for budget reform.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
You know, we will give you what you want, meaning budget reform, but you're going to have to pay a price that you really shouldn't have to pay.
Kupal says the focus should be more on spending cuts and efficiencies. Supporters argue that still won't bring in enough money, and they say the state needs the tax increase.
Without Props 1A and 1B, we have $16 billion in new cuts coming. Could lose another 24,000 firefighters and police. And you know who that hurts? The people who depend on us.
Political ads from the governor and his allies paint the election in the gravest of terms. And last week, more bad news, as the governor's budget advisors said California's deficit would grow to $21 billion by next summer if the ballot measures fail. On Thursday, Schwarzenegger even laid out 2 spending plans for the state, one if the ballot measures pass tomorrow, one if they fail. If they fail, he's proposing everything from the release of thousands of prison inmates to laying off firefighters, even as another hot, dry summer settles in. Critics say the governor is resorting to scare tactics. He says it's simply the truth.
I think that we owe it to the people of California to tell them what the consequences are so they know. And then they still have a choice to vote yes or no on those initiatives.
One of the governor's problems, though, is perception. 5 years ago, Schwarzenegger convinced voters to approve a balanced budget amendment that he said would solve California's fiscal problems. It didn't.
This is a man who does not have the soft sell in him. His entire life has been about selling things as big and over the top.
Joe Matthews is a former reporter who wrote a book on Schwarzenegger's early years as governor. Matthews says the one-time political neophyte has staked much of his reputation on finding a budget fix that California's divided electorate will accept.
I think the lesson that he's about to learn is that there's no broad constituency, no majority, no consensus for doing anything like that.
If so, talk that California is ungovernable will continue. And that cynicism could be fueled this autumn when it's projected the state will have less cash on hand to pay its bills than ever before. Now there's talk, quiet but perceptible, that California, with its huge economy and huge problems, may end up asking Congress and President Obama for a financial lifeline later this year. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.